Hey, how about it, race fans? Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com, and I'm here in the Bulls Gap Volunteer Speedway pit area with Dale McDowell before tonight's Kyle Larson Late Model Challenge. Dale, what I wanted to ask you, there are a lot of drivers in this pit area who would love to have the resume Dale McDowell has. But when you look around, you see all these guys here, do you find yourself sometimes almost being a fan and realize, hey, look who's over there and all that, at the talent that's in pit areas such as this?
Certainly. There's a lot of talent here. Great competition level, of guys that are here. Any of these guys that are in the show tonight are capable of winning it. And we see that more and more places that we go, really. I hope I'm not watching them. I hope I'm out front of them. but sometimes you find yourself back there if things don't go your way, to where you are watching them. But it should be a great event tonight and pretty awesome to bring this group of drivers and the diversity of drivers. Mm-hmm. Both the Kyles and I think Chase is going to be in this deal too. So Briscoe and so it should be a really, really good show. Good excitement for the fans.
Now you've raced against, the all-time greats, Blomqvist, Moyer, guys like that. But at this point in time here in 2023, has the talent level ever been, the field ever been this rich as far as just through the field, how talented it is?
I don't think so. Really, not to my knowledge, anything that I can remember. Forever and ever we'd go to these events and you'd pick 6, 8, 10 guys that was capable, that you think either one of those guys are going to be the winner tonight. But I think probably now, it's got stronger and stronger and stronger. And, so now, like I said, how many are they starting, 22, 24?
I would assume 24.
24, I'm by the looks of the field, any of the guys in the event tonight is going to be capable of winning the thing. It's just going to be who puts a qualifying lap, heat race, everything, whoever makes the right adjustments, it's their night. So that has definitely gotten smaller. The race fans at home can usually tell that in our qualifying times, how close they are now. The least little mistake, that you make out there shows up huge on the stopwatch, especially when the field's as tight as they are on lap time. But everything that's a headache for us racers is good for those race fans. So it should be great for them.
Is the level of talent, is that what keeps you motivated?
Well, yes. My love for the sport, I've done this. I started when I was 14. So my first race is in 1981. And so I've done it a long time. And I've been through the ups and the downs and seen a lot. I know I hadn't seen it all. A lot of those guys that you spoke of earlier, got out and traveled a little quicker and hit the roads a little faster than I did, but they were kind of my idols, and that was the reason I wanted to do that. So I'm just proud to be able to be 56, soon to be 57 years old, and halfway keep up with these guys. So it's fun.
Well, I'm proud to be 55 and still out here.
That's right. We're on the same team, bud.
Hey, everybody, that's Dale McDowell here at Volunteer Speedway, getting ready to race in the Kyle Larson Late Model Challenge tonight.
Thank you, Dale.
Thank you.